My employer requires your services, gentlemen. One job, one day's work. I have been asked by my employer...
Very dangerous.
...to bring a proposal.
He does not expect all of you to live.
He does not expect all of you to live.
Do it. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, a weekly podcast where we talk about pretty much whatever comes to mind. And we should probably take this opportunity to tell you that sometimes we talk about sensitive things. So, if you're easily offended, maybe you should stop listening right now.
So what you want me to do?
Let's get started. The Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast is made possible by Mark Charter Real Estate. Buying or selling? No one offers more than Mark Charter. Free moving truck, free storage, flexible commission plans, and more. Read more than 100 satisfied client reviews at markcharter.com. Now, on with the show.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Please welcome your host, Mark Charter.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure, that my hair looks better done up with gel and mousse than hidden under a stupid hat with a light on it.
Adam Gray.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
And Chris Williams.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Hey guys, what's up? It's kind of weird, an actual podcast on a Friday. What's going on? Football season's here, Mark Charter. How are you, brother?
I'm hanging in your office at your house. I like this.
The home office.
I've been to your house several times, but I have not seen this office.
What
before.
Do you think?
I think you keep it closed off to the general public.
Yeah.
So well, I feel special in
it's,
here.
It's messy right now. We're going through a remodel.
To describe it, it's Cyclone themed, for sure.
Yep.
Obviously, you've got weights on the floor, as if you lift those.
I used to.
Your body says otherwise.
Correct.
But it's a good-sized office. I like this. This is nice.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Football is here.
It is.
Let's go.
Officially
Let's go, fellas.
Here.
I'm ready.
Did you guys watch the games last night?
I did.
Yep.
They actually were not as exciting as I thought. I was telling you this, Chris, before that TCU Minnesota game, it was almost like it was an exhibition. Like neither team really cared. It was just kind of going like TCU looked like they're going through the motions, up 10, and they were just perfectly content with being up 10. They didn't really care to extend the lead. They just, they knew that Minnesota probably couldn't get two scores because their offense was pretty terrible. And so they were just fine with doing
it's going tough to tell on TV, but that Minnesota crowd did not seem into it at
no,
any point
it was
that
the,
I was watching the
it
game.
It was the weirdest game for an opening game between.
Didn't seem loud.
Yeah.
And it was on a campus. Those neutral games usually are pretty bland, but, you know.
I know.
Yeah, so. On their campus, and for a Heisman candidate, Boykin did not win any votes last night, man. He is great at missing the open receiver.
I felt like he was trying to make the Heisman play.
Yeah,
over and over again, instead of just doing what he does,
throw it to the guy.
Yeah,
it was twice that I saw he missed a wide open guys for touchdowns,
and he'd miss that throw, which would be a fairly simple pass you'd think, but then there'd be like a 15-yard crossing pattern where he'd hit the guy right on the money,
drain it.
Which is a much harder throw into coverage.
Yep.
So first games though too, you're just kind of trying to knock off the rust, get back into the actual game speed. I think their offense is gonna be fine, and their defense looks to be improved from last year, which makes dangerous.
Of the games coming up, other than the obvious Iowa State games, which one are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Oh, probably Texas Notre Dame. But even I don't.
Okay, I would say I think obviously Ohio State's intriguing.
Yeah,
just to see because they're missing like five or six starters. I would like to watch Nebraska BYU.
That'd be a good game.
I feel like BYU might win that.
That's one of my picks that I have here today. That one's intriguing for a number of reasons, but I think I'm excited to watch Ohio State. I want to see if they come out looking like they should.
Yeah, well, especially because they're playing at Virginia Tech, a team that they lost to at Ohio State last year. So
Iowa's interesting, too, I think. Just all that we've heard about them throughout the off. And they've got a tough game.
It's not a big deal, though, Chris, because even if they lose, they're still a better team than Illinois.
So let me ask you this.
Not a big deal at all.
So let me ask you this question, because I was reading the estimates
AD
for the
listens
attendance
to the podcast.
I know he does. All right. I look forward to hearing from AD.
Now, this could have never been true. Technically, this could have been true before we expanded the size of our stadium. But this weekend, could it be the first time in the history of the two teams that we have a bigger home crowd than they've had on the same weekend?
I actually think it is.
In my lifetime, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think, would there have been a time where they were both playing home games, and Iowa State sells one out, which would have been 55,000.
Yeah.
And Iowa just had a horrible crowd.
Well, back in like the 60s and 70s, Iowa State and Iowa weren't playing. Wasn't Iowa pretty terrible back then? I mean, even worse than Iowa State. So I guess maybe back then it wouldn't have surprised me if they didn't get many fans to a game and Iowa State was able to get 40,000 or something. But since we've been alive, I don't think there's been a game.
The interesting thing is, I don't think anyone thinks that Iowa is going to be horrible this year. It seems like people are 7 wins to 9 wins, somewhere in that range, right?
Yeah.
It's the opening game of the season.
Yeah.
Like, are they really that down on the program? That
yes.
They can't get a sellout on the opening day?
I felt dirty last night. We're at bench warmers. Chris left early, and I was sitting there. I started arguing with a drunk Hawkeye fan. In favor of Iowa.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Farron should have been fired last year, even 3-4 years ago. And I looked at him, I said, you look at his overall record, he's maybe the best coach in Iowa history. I mean, you can get mad at him about, you know, they haven't kept at the high level that they were at before. But how can you sit there and badmouth a guy who, you look at his overall record, his resume, it's as good as any coach they've ever had.
And of all the times they've been there, I'm a believer. I don't think a zebra oftentimes will change his stripes. But Farron seems different this year. I think the writing's on the wall for him that things had to change, and they have implemented some changes in their program. But yeah, there just doesn't seem to be any excitement. And I had a couple buddies actually text me, and one guy offered a bet that I'm thinking about taking. The over-under in Vegas for Iowa, I think, is 8 games on the season.
Okay.
And I got a couple buddies that are like chomping at the bit. Like, they want to jump on a plane and place bets for the under.
Okay.
For Iowa. So there doesn't seem, and these are Iowa guys.
Hmm.
They don't seem to think Iowa has a chance to win 8 games.
I wouldn't touch it.
When we went through their schedule the other day, I was seeing 8 wins.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. Yeah.
All right. We don't want to talk about Iowa.
No, we don't.
What the heck are we doing?
Jeez. How about them clones though, huh?
How about them?
Undefeated so far this year. Love it.
Undefeated. Best time of the year. Haven't crushed my dreams. Hopefully this year when we get out to a 14-0 lead, we can keep it. In the first game of the year, that'd be nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm honestly more excited just to see the stadium. That's why I want to go to the game.
If they lose, like, I'm not – I just was telling one of our bosses that I'm going to take, like, a 4-week vacation.
You should take a 4-year vacation. Things would turn around for Iowa State big time.
Just
quit. It'd be really depressing. It really would. I told Bloom I'm not going to shave until Iowa State loses. I said, but if Iowa State loses to UNI, I'm not even putting any shaving cream on, or I'm just going straight razor to the face, just owning the pain.
What is the probability that Iowa State will lose tomorrow? Probability. 10% or higher than that?
30%.
30%?
I was going to say 25%. 30%. So we're in the same ballpark. Yeah.
I think based on the point spread, 30% is roughly what it would be, isn't it?
When the reality of that question should be 2%.
Yeah, but it's not.
Should
no,
be.
But we're still hung up on what you and I and what those FCS schools used to be.
I agree.
They're not the same.
They should still be a gigantic leap below a Big 12 team.
There should be. There should, but you've got to realize where Iowa State's place is in the world right now, and that's a bottom tier Power 5 school. So, I mean, my point is, like, eight FCS teams beat FBS schools last year. There were 13 the year before. I mean, it happens a lot now.
It's changed.
And you look at let's say you and I's running backs, 5-star transfer from Rutgers, 4-star transfer from Kansas. They're not just putting out these guys that got overlooked by Iowa and Iowa State.
It's not an excuse.
Athletes.
It's Iowa State's place in the world right now. Like, where Iowa State football is, there's a chance. I mean, until they get better, until Iowa State gets better talent, that's where they are.
I'm rooting for Iowa State tomorrow, and I think Iowa State will win. But the devious part of me is genuinely curious that if they lost, would they fire Rhodes?
I don't think so.
Because that's what I had heard and, you know, rumors, whatever. But
I think he'd be fired by the end of the year for sure, but I don't think they would do it right away.
I'd be surprised.
Third home loss in a row to FCS.
I just don't see Jamie firing him after one game.
Unless the donors demand it. I mean,
who's that though? Like,
people that matter.
Yeah, I get it, but
people that write those checks for those end zone projects.
It's different than Texas. I mean, one of the reasons they wrote the check for the end zone is because those people, the Riemanns, love Paul Rhodes so much. I mean, that's one of they're Rhodes guys.
Yeah.
Let's change this, though. This is a very negative conversation. Yeah, no we're kidding. Undefeated still.
God, Chartered taking us down that road.
I mean, I think we're all nervous. God. I think we're all nervous
Absolutely
going to the game.
Absolutely nervous.
But we're going to win.
All right.
We're gonna I think we'll win. Yeah. I'm on record. I think we'll win. I do.
I like you and I to cover, though.
Are you more excited to watch our offense or our defense?
Defense.
Me too. I for some reason, I'm just excited to see them out swarming to the ball again. I don't know how good they're going to be on physical, but I think last year, let's be honest, our defense was so slow. You know, there was times I was watching you see that video Wide Right Natty Light put out there?
The TCU one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was really funny. You go back and watch some of our tackling and our angles there. It was embarrassing how slow some of the guys were, how bad the angles were. Maybe that's going to be the case again this year, but it looks like they have more speed out there, and I'm just excited to see Iowa State get back to swarming to the ball, making some gang tackles where you got four or five guys making a tackle. So, yeah, I'm more excited for the defense. I think the defense is going to be better than people think, more than the offense can be better than people think.
I think the defense – I agree with you, Adam. I think the offense overall will be viewed as a bit of a disappointment, mm-hmm. and the defense will be like, wow, they overachieved.
Yep.
At the end of the year.
Well, for the most part, that before the last 2 years, that's what Wally Burnham did.
And if the other thing – if it goes the other way
– Great.
Then Iowa State's probably in a bowl game. Like, if at the end of the year, we're all sitting here going, man, the offense really, I mean, in year two of Mangino, they took a huge step forward. I think they're in a bowl game. But unless that happens, I just don't. This season's on the offense to me. Like, I get it. Your defense can't be as bad as it was last year. But these guys can only be so good.
Yeah. The offense has got to take not a small step, a giant step forward.
Yes.
It's got to go from, what, 22, 23 points a game?
To 30.
To 30. Yeah. It has to happen.
Yeah.
Because we're not playing it. No, I mean, this isn't a shot at the Big Ten. I think we all agree it's a terrible conference by Ohio State. But
Michigan State's good.
Yeah, they are good. Okay. So you got two out of 14 or 16
all right.
teams. But you can win games in the Big Ten scoring 25 points a game. You can't in the Big 12. You got to score in the 30s. And so.
I can't wait till the Iowa State mentality comes back tomorrow. Even if we win the game, the minute we give up that 80-yard touchdown run. Oh, God. Here we go again.
Stop.
I can hear it in the crowd already.
I know.
I knew it.
Just throw it up to Lazard. He's 6'5". Just throw it deep every play. They can't stop it.
Go for it on fourth down every time. Where are you guys sitting at tomorrow? Are you guys going to the game? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to the game. You think I'm going to miss the first game of the new Southeast end zone?
I'll be on the west side, 45-ish yard line.
Yeah.
One of the problems Iowa State has with their football stadium that they should have corrected from a dollar perspective, which makes no sense, and they could easily redo it if they wanted to. There's no seats on the 50-yard line. In the lower level section, the aisle goes right down the 50. This never made any sense to me. You want...
So you're off by like 1 yard.
No, you're off by a few
yards.
But to put an aisle right down the 50,
yeah,
that's dumb. I mean, that's you could sell 50 yard line seats for the most amount of money.
You say that's an easy fix. That it seems like a very expensive fix to change all those seats around.
No, because think about it. Like, you've already got steps. I mean, the seats themselves are steps. You just move your seating over.
You know, there's some people.
You unscrew
Chris.
You unscrew some benches and you move them over a little bit. And then
man,
you got 50-yard line seating.
I would have never thought about
it. I was just going to say, there's some people that just find stuff to bitch about. I think that's true.
I mean,
right now.
Look at most stadiums, though. Like NFL stadiums, no, they got seating on the 50, not a stairway.
Now that you mention it, it does
it's
not
dumb.
Make sense. But
no.
I've never even noticed it. And I've been going to games since I was
four years old. You'll notice it now.
It's probably going to piss me off. Thanks for ruining my Jack.
You guys, I don't want to bitch about sitting in the press box, but I will. It's not air-conditioned.
Yeah.
And generally these opening games when it's like 90.
It's not air conditioned.
You have to sit by Rob Gray too.
Yeah.
Because I hear he doesn't actually use deodorant. He puts like the natural stuff. Oh my gosh.
He's like Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not kidding though. These like that press because heat rises, right?
Yeah.
And there's not that many obese people who cover Iowa State, thank God. But back in the day there were. And like I'd seriously like sit there and like worry that they were going to die.
Are you talking about Steve Dace?
No.
Back in the day, he was chubby.
Jeez, come on,
no, I wasn't talking about him.
He was there.
He didn't really go to games, though. Like, Steve just would sit
Yeah, he
at
did.
Home.
He would be at games.
That was back before my time, though.
That was McCartney days.
I was thinking of... I honestly wasn't thinking of Steve. Jeez.
Well, I mean, come on. He was there, and he used to be chubby. What the heck?
But you do work.
I'm not breaking news.
It's like it's 100-plus degrees in that press box.
The bigger question is, they've done all these stadium renovations. Why in the world don't they have air conditioning there?
Well, that's funny you say that, because I was listening to the coach's show
on Monday night, and Rhodes was asked about that, what needs to happen next, and that was the first thing he said. In fact, I had heard a long time ago that like realistically before they got the big gift to do the end zone, that was next.
Yeah.
That they were going to do the press box.
Rhodes thought it stuck out more than not having the southeast end zone.
Yeah.
And it really does. That the press box is pretty tiny. It's and terrible horrible. Compared to most other colleges.
If you compare it to like anywhere else we go and cover games, like it's by far the worst. Yeah. Like, and it's not even close.
Yeah, but here's the
worst was
really
the Liberty Bowl.
Do we really care about you media people?
No, it's not even about that. It's the way it looks.
And
now
when you
stack it up next to the beauty that is the south end zone, now it really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me will be the well, it's really what else can they do other than Marks get the seats on the 50 yard line? That's
God, I'm hoping this podcast makes it to the powers that be.
They listen.
The people up there at Iowa State are gonna go, you know what? We've never thought about that either. Why don't we have seats on the 50.
Gosh, you think you're going to get it if they do it? You think they're going to give you like a fee for figuring it out?
No, absolutely, they will not.
They won't.
But I'm telling you guys are like, it's an architectural feat to make that happen. No, it's not. You undo your seats and you move them over a little bit and put them back down. It's not tough to do that.
That's going
to
cost some money, though.
Oh, it costs a little money, but you could make it back up by what you could sell.
Yeah,
it's dumb.
That's fascinating.
Has word gotten back to you? Are they doing smoke on the water again?
I don't know.
God,
I really want to know. When he had his first press conference on Monday, Paul Rhodes, and you were there, how the hell do you not ask him that question?
You can't ask that question.
How? You've talked about it on the podcast forever. How do you not talk about that?
It's not. You don't do that in a press conference setting. If I'm going to do that, you got to do that on the side.
Here's the problem, though.
Why don't you call up one of your sources and see if you can get that switched
on? I will. I'm going to send a text right now.
I know. Yeah,
I will. I about guarantee you that this guy gets back to me.
Here's my legitimate question. Okay, so Chris always says someone up at Iowa State listens to this. And let's assume it's more than one person. It's a few people.
Yeah.
Maybe even an assistant coach or two, all right? And they've been hearing this, and they follow. They've been on the forum. They've seen a lot of people say smoke on the water sucks. It seems fairly universally true across the board that people don't like it. Does anybody have the balls to go to Rhodes and say, by the way, that song sucks and we should change it? My answer is to that, no. No one's telling him.
I don't get it, though. Like, the guy's on the hot seat. Like, three years ago, I get it, but...
No, but here's my question.
But if nobody's telling him that song sucks and he thinks it personally is awesome, why is he changing it? He's not going to. Someone has to say, Coach... The fans hate this song.
These are my favorite podcast conversations. These are the best.
No, but let's answer the question, though. Is there anyone up there that would have the balls to go to Rhodes and say, that song blows and we need to change it?
I don't... I'm trying to... Yeah, I bet there are a couple, but I don't know if Paul would do it. Like, I don't know. Like,
and if he wouldn't do it, doesn't that speak volumes about him?
No, like this
is
about me.
This is my intro. This isn't for the players.
I guess if I were ever a coach, I would let the players like vote on it.
And
you make it, honestly, that's what I would
there's
do.
Not a single player in the locker room that would vote for that song.
You have to get marketing involved too, because let's face it, it's not just for the players, it's for the fans. And the fans are the people, they're the reason everybody.
Dude, that new KXNO rap song you guys are playing would pump up the players more than Smoke on the Water.
It's pretty badass, isn't
just
it?
Just play that thing over and over again.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
That guy who did that was just like a random listener.
Really?
Yeah, and he just loves KXNO, so he came up with that rap.
It sounds legit to me.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. He's like an amateur like rapper, and like he records albums and.
I think it sounds professional to me.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So I just sent the text to a source.
Have you gotten the text back yet?
No.
Okay.
Can you tell us what the text
is? This is actual text that people care about. Remember earlier, a couple weeks ago, Charter was texting The Bachelor and talking about it. Nobody cared about that. This people want to know about.
This says, odd question. Is the team walking out to smoke on the water again this year? I'll let you know what happens.
Right. So this is a source that's highly placed within the team.
I'm sourced in.
If we get a yes back, is it too late to get a petition going to get that change before? I mean, we still have over 24 hours.
Yeah,
I
think it's probably too late.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. If only there was like this technology where you could switch
a song
before they actually play it.
Of all the stupid things to care about, I'm going to be in the crowd ready to go tomorrow night, and I'm going to be so disappointed.
You're just going to be cussing.
If this song comes on.
Damn it.
Oh, man. But imagine how pumped I'll be if something new.
Great.
I'll be loving it if it's smoke on the water.
Gray and the rest of the 70-year-olds will be trying to stand up and clapping.
God, I'm going
to
be so disappointed.
I'll be on my tippy toes just jumping up and down.
It's like the one issue I care about.
Let's hear it. It is, isn't it?
What is your source saying?
Per the source.
Yes. This breaking news.
I don't think so, but don't have confirmation on that. LOL.
Wait, he doesn't think so that he or she won't be.
I got to protect the source.
But it's like, a he, let's be honest.
But they're saying that they don't believe it will be the song?
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, this is breaking news.
I like that.
We got to put that out as a kind of a teaser on Twitter.
What if breaking news. What if they replace it with something worse?
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline. They're coming out to you tomorrow. That's the new news.
What? No, like realistically, because they won't do Sweet Caroline because they already have a spot for that. Like what could be even dorkier than Smoke on the Water? Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump. Yeah.
That could be worse.
Yeah.
I guess.
Gray likes jock jams. You just offended him.
No, actually, I don't like jock jams.
Here's how old I am, though. If they replace Smoke on the Water with something that the players like, I won't know it.
No.
It doesn't matter. It's about them.
I agree.
Yeah. But honestly, they could play any kind of music coming out, and I'll be pumped for it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like
Tomorrow, you will.
Yeah.
New season.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll be jacked.
Yeah. God, I hope that source is...
Now, this is true.
Well, I mean, the source did say that... He didn't know for sure. There was no confirmation.
Now, Chris,
you've got to run a forum on this one, though.
Yeah.
You've got to say, according to sources,
per a source,
we're going to have new intro music tomorrow.
This is breaking. This is big.
This is the stuff that's important when you win five games in 2 years.
Yeah, I would put it in all caps. Breaking news. I agree with Gray, and then say per a source, we're going to have new intro music tomorrow.
Yeah,
you'll have over 100 comments quickly on that one.
Now, if they come out to a new song tomorrow, are you taking 100% credit for this?
I won't take 100%, but I'll take a... I feel like we here at Cyclone Fanatic were the first to be really critical of this.
Yeah.
Will you
shed a tear? Will it feel like an Iowa State-Oklahoma State victory for you?
I'll be a little bit proud.
Will ya?
I'll be so proud to be the Cyclone Fanatic
publisher. Listen to me, Chris. Listen to me.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay.
I'll take a little bit of pride in that. Like... What will be fun too is watching the Twitter just explode.
Oh gosh!
And it will. There'll be people just grabbing for their phones in the stadium when something other than Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, it'll blow up
during this new South End Zone revamp that we just did. Did they happen to put in anything to help the old Wi-Fi a little bit? A little cell reception up there.
I think so. I'm not sure on that though.
Whenever I'm in a game, I get nothing. I can't do. All it does is just drain my battery.
As a guy that allegedly likes to place wagers on games from time to time. It's the worst to be there in the stadium trying to do that exact thing on your phone and you can't connect.
Here's the thing. They have screens up there now. Just keep it updated, like with scores. Unfortunately, scores are, what, an hour behind out there?
No, but dude, now they've got that new band.
Yeah, are they going to update
it? That should be good.
So that was one of the things I was asking one of the facility guys about when they gave us the tour of the end zone. And it's like all digital now. Where back in it's a lot easier to update.
In the past, you had those two tiny little boards.
Yeah, it was like all analog.
That would show like the same six scores.
Yep.
And they'd always be behind.
2 hours behind.
Here's the funny thing. So in my new home that we're about to get started building in the basement, my plan is to do 3 TVs on a wall. So on a NFL Sunday or when there's 3 good college games, I got them all on at the same time. And above that, I want to do like a ribbon board, like a 4-foot, ribbon board that will scroll scores while we're watching, which I think will look really cool. A lot of people would say, the board itself would be like $600 or something, but the subscription service to the scores is like $8 a month. And I'm thinking, okay, I can get scrolling scores in my home for like $8 a month, but Iowa State couldn't get it on their board for whatever reason.
Yeah.
The only thought was they must not have subscribed to that service. They must not have had the $8 a month to spring.
Yeah, I would guess you're going to see a big improvement.
That's good.
That would be my guess. I don't know the specifics of it.
Your idea, your house sounds really cool, but I always like to DVR sports, right, and watch them.
I can't do that.
That would just ruin it for me.
I can't DVR sports.
Oh, I'll DVR Iowa State basketball games, and I'll start watching when I think it's about halftime. Then I can fast forward through halftime, and I get done with it right at about the last 5 minutes. I'm live then.
Yeah.
And I just stay off Twitter.
I just can't do it.
I do the DVR too. Like just last night, for instance, I watched Michigan, Utah live. Then I DVR'd TCU, Minnesota, watched the second half of that. And then I watched the entire Oklahoma State game in its entirety after that.
They must not have looked very good.
Well, it was similar to
TCU. They didn't cover. Speaking
just
of
just kind of blah.
Well, you know, it's a in their defense, opening your season at Central Michigan on a Thursday night is no picnic.
It's blah.
I don't even care. Central Michigan's not any good, but that's a brutal opening game on a Thursday night. Like it, Toledo in week three is bad enough, but would you want to play Toledo week one on the road on a Thursday? It's horrible.
I'm still more worried about you and I than Toledo.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
On the road at a MAC school is not that it's hard. It'll put you to sleep is my point. Like, mm-hmm. The big thing about opening week is everybody's fired up. Like, when you go on the road to 30,000 people on a Thursday night, that's terrible. That's horrible scheduling. So, they're fine. They're going to be okay.
Okay.
I analyze their game just like I would TCU. It's like, you know, they're better than they
TCU
showed.
TCU is just so blah.
Yeah.
So
you guys want to do our picks?
Yeah. So we're gonna get a trophy made.
Correct.
For this, I personally think we should have a bet too. The winner gets to choose the other person's Twitter avatars for at least a month. That's my. Or is that not okay with you, Chris? You being a public figure.
I don't care. Whatever. I'll do anything.
So,
I mean, Jesus, I about got Scott Drew tattooed on my body. You think a Twitter avatar is going to bother me?
How many weeks are we doing this? Are we just doing college? Or are we doing pro too?
Where you,
pro starts.
You can pro if you want.
Well, you get five.
I don't think our audience cares nearly as much about pro. But it does.
5 games a week.
You can do college or pro. Doesn't matter to me. And we will run this all the way through the bowl season. Because we'll do bowl picks too.
Bowl picks. Okay.
Yep.
So So we will do a trophy.
Yes.
And the two losers probably have to pay for that.
I would agree with that. And sure. I will probably, once I win the trophy, I will probably be sending out tweets daily with the trophy going around with me.
Just kind of like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I'm taking a dump. Trophy sitting there right next to me. I'll take a picture, send it to you.
I think, by the way, if you're listening and have feedback on what this trophy should actually be of or look like, I would like some.
There's a lot of input. There's a lot of weird spreads. They're all like 35.5, 21.
It's a terrible week. Yeah, it's terrible.
As someone again who allegedly likes to bet on sports, week one is tough.
Yeah,
very tough. You have no feel.
I have no
at all.
I haven't even looked. So I'm going off the cuff here.
All right, first game. Who wants to go?
I'll go.
All right.
Tonight, they're pissed off about the rape thing. Give me Baylor at SMU. It's 35.5. I'll take the point.
So
I'll take Baylor.
That line opened at 20.
20, yeah. And
it's how? I wish I would have got that at 20.
What's your score prediction on that game?
I don't know, but they'll win by 40 plus.
Okay.
That's an interesting take, though.
Do they shut them out?
Baylor scandal.
I feel like they're going to. Bryles is like pissed off.
In order to do that, they're going to keep them under 10 points. Would you agree with that in this game? They're going to hold them to under 10.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. I bet they'll score 50 plus. So that, like, Oakman's not even playing tonight. He got suspended. It's not going to matter.
And their defensive back.
Yeah. SMU's awful. So give me Baylor.
Wow. That's a.
Isn't it crazy to think SMU used to be a powerhouse? Used to be.
Used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were part of the. Chris would know
this.
Pony
Express.
Were they? What conference were they part of? It was one that.
Well, they were the old Southwest
anymore.
Conference.
Southwest. Same as like A&M and.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson, right?
And James Craig.
Yep.
Craig James.
Yep. All right. First game. I'm going to throw it out here.
Let's hear it.
I wish we could tease, by the way, but I don't know how we could do that because I really like 34.5 as opposed
no crap
to 35.5.
No crap you do. That half point makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Again, week one, I'm not going to claim to know a lot at this point, but they play tough at home oftentimes. I'm going to take Northwestern plus 12. Against the visiting Cardinal of Stanford.
I like that one. I know nothing about Northwestern, though.
I don't think it matters.
Good coach.
I don't think it matters. Good coach, home game.
It's a long way for Stanford to travel.
Stanford typically doesn't kill people.
Nope. All right, I'm going to Notre Dame. I don't even know how good this Notre Dame team is. I think they have a pretty good defense.
Mm-hmm.
But Texas, to me, is still at least 2 years away from getting back to where they were. I'll take Notre Dame 9.5. I don't think Texas scores double digits in that game. I think they score 6, 9, somewhere around there.
I'll just to make the drama. I'm same pick for me.
Same pick. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't pick that game, but I agree with you guys. I would have picked that game, but I opted not to. Chris, you just went.
I just took one, so it's up to
you. Okay, another home game, another home crowd. Again, this one scares me a little bit, but I'm taking Texas A&M.
Ooh.
-3.
I like it.
Over Arizona State.
Where's that game at? Is that A&M?
well,
it's a neutral.
It's a home game.
How you know, just to keep it real, it's I got it at 3.5 right now.
Oh, sorry, I got to take it at 3.
I wrote this down this morning.
It's moved
at 3.
It's moved to 3.5.
Well, see, this is BS because this podcast was supposed to take place on Wednesday.
It's the Vegas consensus.
All right, if you give me 3, I'll give you 35. That way you can push.
That's a deal.
All right.
Wow.
Considering it started at 20, I'm taking it.
Gray doesn't get a say.
This is like a golf where you say, I'll give you that putt if you give me this putt. And the third guy who's already in for
birdie moving forward, I picked this line today. So yeah. I should get my line today.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
All right. So back to you, C-Dub.
It's on you. Yeah.
BYU at Nebraska. I'm a big Taysom Hill fan. Think he's a stud. Nebraska, I don't like him. I'll take BYU not only to cover 6.5, I think they went outright.
I picked that too.
Interesting pick.
It's at 6.5 now.
That's what I got. It's like 6.5. But I'm taking them outright. I think they went outright.
It was at 7.
Yeah.
But I had that in our picks too. I picked them to win outright.
Are you going
to
pick them in this one?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm just going through these. I'm not going to go with it yet. That might be my number 5 or something. Just a gut feeling here.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Boise.
Yeah.
But I feel like Chris Peterson going back to Boise,
mm-hmm.
you're going to give me plus 11.5 in Washington. I know they have players because Sarkisian's a hell of a recruiter. And I think that Peterson's a better coach than Sarkisian was. So you're going to give me Sarkisian's talent. Peterson is a coach, and plus 11.5, I'll take the Huskies.
Against a team that he recruited all his players.
Yeah, I'll take the Huskies.
Okay.
It's not a bad pick. I'm going to my third pick is also the Nebraska game. Totally torn on that game. Totally torn.
It's a tough one.
I remember the BYU team that went into Texas and beat them 41-7 or something last year.
Ran all over them.
Yeah, huge blowout. I also like their quarterback. First game for the Nebraska's new coach. The 6.5. I can see BYU winning this game potentially, but I'm taking Nebraska 6.5. It's one touchdown.
This is a big game here for us early on.
I think Nebraska can pull it out solely from a home crowd perspective, pumped that Pelini's gone, all of that. The BYU quarterback will absolutely dictate that game one way or another.
Yeah.
This line reminds me, too, of the Michigan game last night, and we talked about this on our show a little bit. I think that Nebraska at home it's a ploy to get action. I feel like if this was like a legitimate line on like what do you think the point spread's going to be, it would be more like 2 points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nebraska's just such a big brand, and I know it's not as much anymore, but I think we all had the right read on this.
Well, and Mike Riley, so I think we all can agree, is a really good coach. But it's his first. I mean, he's a whole new staff there.
There's a bunch of guys out.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going against my gut on that play.
For the most part, you know, BYU will have their players, too.
Yeah.
Like those guys don't generally get suspended.
And they're usually, 24, 25 years old?
So yes. They're grown men.
They're ready to go.
In a lot of cases.
All right. My third pick, and I have no feel for this whatsoever, but it just looked like a big line. Virginia is playing at UCLA. They're 19.5-point underdogs. UCLA's got a freshman quarterback. I think UCLA wins the game, but there's going to be some rust there when you play a freshman quarterback. So I'll take Virginia plus 19.5.
Okay.
Not a horrible pick.
I don't get this. Opening line, Georgia Southern at West Virginia was 38.
Yeah.
It's now 19.5.
Oh, wow.
So give me the Mountaineers at 19.5. Georgia Southern's good. Like, I know that they're good for what they are.
Yeah.
But Holgy's a guy who, you know, he likes to make his hay the first couple weeks of the season and build up the brand.
What would cause the line to move that far unless there was a major suspension?
Yeah, or it was just a terrible line to begin with, whatever the opener was.
Vegas usually isn't that far off.
I mean, I've never heard of a line moving that much.
All right.
Well,
so
Baylor, I mean, we just talked about it.
You guys know that last year I rode this horse until it dropped dead, and I should have got off early because they rode me into the ground. I'm talking about Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go back to
that
again?
I was just looking at that.
So
that
you would think that I would learn, right? But I haven't because, if Texas State came into this room and sat on my face, I would know it was Texas State. So I know nothing about Texas State other than Texas State.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they sat on your face.
The line is 29.
Yeah.
if Florida State can't beat Texas State by 29, then Florida State is garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. So I'm taking Florida State minus 29 over Texas State. They should beat that team by 50.
That's funny. I was just going to – I'm down to two games for my fifth pick, and that's one of them.
I mean, tell me how that game, other than they just don't show up, don't care,
especially
which is possible.
Especially Everett Golson, Dalvin Cook's playing.
It's Texas State. They should kill them.
Yeah. In Tallahassee.
Yeah.
What do you think, Adam? Where you at?
On that game?
All right, what's your next pick?
My next pick. So I'm going to go to the Big Ten here. Penn State's at Temple. Line's only 6.
Oof.
That's always been a good game. I think they play a lot early in the year, Penn State and Temple. It always seems like they're playing.
Yeah.
And Temple always usually gives them fits. But Christian Hackenberg, good quarterback. He's a senior. Once again, early on in the year, I like to go with the teams that have an experienced quarterback. I think they can get rid of the rust a little bit quicker and sooner. So I'll take Penn State to win that by more than 6.
Penn State's one of those teams that plays down to the line for a lot. It's almost like they know what the line is and don't want to have their backers win for whatever reason.
It seems like they play in more close games than any team in the country.
They're like a run out the clock type of team,
yeah,
too, which if they're winning by 3 and there's 4 or 5, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter,
they're going
to
Dan McCartney.
And you need them to win by 6, they're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. Can I subtract one of my picks?
Sure. No. It's week one. We'll give you some mercy.
I want to drop
half a point.
I want to drop Texas Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to take, for my second two, the Florida State line
there
as
you go.
Well.
I talked you into that.
Yeah, well, I was zeroing in on it. And plus, that was one where it started at 37, too, and it's dropped. And it's like, I'm going, give me that. And then Bama at 12 over Wisconsin. I mean, listen, I know they've got quarterback stroke, but it's still Bama. And Wisconsin's got the new coach. I feel more confident about that one than I do Notre
Dame.
That's
my fifth and final as well.
I've got
Bama minus 12.
Yeah, me too. Bama's front 7, people are saying, is the best in the country.
Yeah.
And what does Wisconsin do better than anything? They run the football.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be hard for them to run the football against Bama.
They don't throw the ball well.
They don't throw it. So and they would have to beat Bama. I think this is one where they just get absolutely
now, is that a
destroyed.
Is that a neutral site game? Or
that, no? That's at Jerry World.
Yeah, okay. Neutral site, but this should be probably 90-10.
Yeah.
Fans in favor of Bama.
Well, yeah, this, according to something I read yesterday, like no Wisconsin fans have bought
tickets. I can see Bama winning that by 28 points.
Yeah.
That reminds me a little bit of the Michigan Bama game a couple years ago.
If, by the way, here's my proclamation.
Wisconsin's probably a little better than that Michigan team was.
Yeah.
But
if Florida State doesn't cover this spread,
yep,
I'm not picking them one other time this year. They're out. I won't even look at them.
I totally agree with your read on that.
Do you guys know anything about Texas State?
Nope. It doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does. I mean,
no,
they are in a state they're in a state where they can get a lot of players that can get looked over.
Dude, it should not matter.
Florida State's got a quarterback who just arrived on campus 3 months ago, and now he's obviously played a lot of games.
Reminds me of a guy named Jameis Winston when he basically didn't have an incompletion his first game against Pitt. Just rolled him.
I still can't believe Tampa Bay took Jameis Winston over Marcus Mariota. They're gonna regret that every day.
Gray's been just hyping Mariota for like 3 years.
If Mariota was on Tampa Bay this year, they would win that division.
He played the Vikings last night. I had that on DVR too. How did that go? I didn't see.
He threw like a 60-yard touchdown pass.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't pay any attention to NFL preseason. I just don't care. But I almost took Mariota as a backup quarterback in my fantasy draft.
Because he can run and get you some rushing yards.
Yeah, but I did not.
I think that kid's gonna be a stud.
Are you guys going to any NFL games this year?
I've never been to a Bears game, but I would love to go to one.
We should go to the Bears-Vikings up in Minnesota.
I think he's talking about actually.
They are still outdoors, though, correct?
Yeah.
Up there. Is that like a December game?
I don't even know. It was December last year, so my guess is it would be
put
earlier.
Put some clothes on and toughen up.
Dude, like, it's so fun. About? Like at the TCF Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, because it doesn't seat that many. It's like 55,000. Like an NFL atmosphere inside of a stadium that small is awesome.
Can you do a Google real quick? Find out when that game is there, Gray? Sit on your phone anyway.
I can do that. Yep.
I would be willing to go to that game with you if you're going to take me to a Bulls game.
I'm taking you to a Bulls game.
With your complimentary tickets this year.
I can get. I told you. That's easy. The Bulls game is easy. I can handle that.
Who would you – so if you could pick any game this season to go
– December 20th, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas.
That's a tough one.
We could do it and we could wear Santa hats. It'd be fun. I get a Viking Santa hat.
I wonder what do NFL tickets go for? I gotta look up this
Vikings
game. I gotta look up this game on StubHub because I gotta see.
I'm going to the Vikings Chargers. It's the bye week. Bloom and I are gonna go up and we're going to do the – we get this deal during Iowa State bye weeks. We just sit at the Mall of America and drink all day watching college games. It's a, they had the, this Buffalo Wild Wings up there, who Travis Hines' wife actually designed. It's fantastic.
Really?
The amount of TVs on the wall, and they've got like these – it's amazing. So we're doing that. And then actually the week after that, I'm taking my father-in-law up because the Chiefs are there.
Big Chiefs fan. Kevin's big Chiefs fan.
He's a Chiefs. Okay. But I told him don't wear it because it's just not worth it. It's not worth going to an the opposition in an NFL stadium.
Because fans are idiots.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Like, no. It ruins your enjoyment of the game. And like,
Don't wear Vikings and just sit there and enjoy the game.
He and I can sit there and have a nice time watching the game, or you can wear your Chiefs shirt and have people cussing at you the whole time. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I about got killed at Arrowhead Stadium one time. Like, this drunk guy about beat the crap out of me.
Dude, the price is not bad.
No,
I'll make you a deal.
I know you're mouthing off.
No.
Come on.
I'm not that
dumb. I've been around you before.
What team would you want to see the Bulls play?
That was in the Viking Stadium.
Golden State? What team would you want to see the Bulls play if you could pick any
the Lakers
this year?
Yeah, I would probably pick Golden State.
That's an absurd take. You can watch Kobe Bryant and what could be his last season.
He'll be injured by then.
Shut up.
So I'll make you a deal. December 20th, it's a noon game.
The problem with me getting Bulls tickets, like, I can get Bulls tickets, but the high demand ones could be more difficult to get good seats, if you know what I mean.
So I'll make you a deal here. If you get, if you can get good, I assume they're good, but good Bulls tickets and take me, we'll go to Chicago and I don't have to pay for the tickets, then I will buy us Bears Vikings tickets in the middle section, close to the 50. I'm looking at the prices.
In Minnesota or Chicago?
In Minnesota.
Deal.
Yeah. I'm looking at the tickets. They're like less than $200 a seat.
You know what we should do?
Close to the field.
This is what we should do. We should do a weekend where we go to Chicago and go to a Bulls game on like a Friday night. We fly from Des Moines to Chicago on a Friday night. Then you fly from Chicago to Minneapolis on Saturday. And then, but then how do you get home? Never mind. I'm thinking you
rent a car.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, when is
we've got time to work on this.
I'll tell you what's a better plan. Well, it won't work schedule-wise.
We have like a total like dudes like sports week.
No,
time out 1 second. You guys are having this conversation. We all know that Williams isn't doing this, all right? He's not taking us down to Clarinda. We're not going to do this.
That's actually incorrect because I gave you guys a weekend and you couldn't do it.
Yeah, the day before. You're like, hey, by the way, you want to come down this weekend to Clarinda?
No, that's not how it went because Mark, I gave you guys like 2 weeks in advance and then Mark couldn't do it either.
I mean, he tried.
I did try. Like, I had that mapped out. Like, I had babysitter and everything.
Has he eaten hot dogs yet?
When does the NBA season start, by the way?
Usually right around Halloween is when it starts.
Because here's your perfect weekend.
Okay.
I don't have a bowl schedule up, unfortunately. Minnesota Vikings at the Bears.
When's that?
Sunday, November 1st. Could you combine a basketball game and a football game?
Now, you gotta factor in Iowa State. I have to work, too. What's going on?
How bad are the Bears going to be this year?
They're not going to be very good.
I mean, terrible.
They're not going to be very good at all.
I know a guy with Bears season tickets.
I'm looking up the Bulls.
Little Chad Lysico, Des Moines Register.
With Bears season tickets?
Yeah, he's got the Bears ones.
Why is Chad trying to troll the Iowa State fan base? Why is he trying to get them all riled up?
What did he do?
I was kidding. Oh. One day and then Bloom, and then Hassel. And that was a fun day on Twitter.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness, Williams.
What?
Here you go.
Okay.
Look at this trip.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I think that hold on. Noon game.
Okay.
Hold on here. I don't want to misspeak because this is important here. Because I'm going to pin you down to something right now. Make you look like a liar if you renege on this. Adam, talk for a second because I gotta figure something out here. Chicago Bears. Okay. November 1.
Yep.
The game. Okay. Sunday, November 1st at noon, right? Minnesota Vikings and Chicago Bears. At 6.
Ooh.
The Orlando Magic at the Chicago Bulls.
Boy, that could be a hell of a day.
Same day. And you can't claim Iowa State. It's a Sunday. Now, that could be a trip.
That
could be a trip.
That could be a trip and a half.
Gray, you want any piece of this action?
Yeah, I could probably see if I can make that work. What's the date again?
I don't know Chicago.
November 1st. We're leaving
for
Vegas.
For Vegas. I can't do
back-to-back. The next week.
Yeah, but I can't do back-to-back.
Oh, I can.
I'm going to have like a two-month-old baby. I can't do that.
I could pretty easily, I think, get his Magic Bulls tickets on a Sunday night. If I can't get his tickets to that one.
You can't get tickets.
Yeah,
can't wait to see Victor Oladipo play.
Yeah.
That would be a cool little trip.
Bloom would probably go because he likes the Vikings and the Magic are his favorite basketball team.
We could take Bloom.
He doesn't like the Vikings.
No, he's in.
He's in now?
Yeah, he's in. Like, they're his team now.
Really?
Like, he is all in on the Vikings.
You sold him on the Vikings.
Yeah, no, and his wife. Like, his wife.
Well,
a huge
I know
Vikings.
Crystal is. Crystal's
no,
a big Bloom's, Vikings fan.
Bloom's a Vikings fan now.
You told me that he used to go to games and he would openly root for the other team just to piss you off.
Well, Bloom's deal used to be with the NFL, he wouldn't pick a team, and the only thing he would do is just root against everybody else. Like, so whoever the Chiefs were playing, if he's around Chiefs fans, he'd root for the. He's just a dick about it.
Oh, he's a Cardinal fan. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, he's a Cardinals fan.
St. Louis Cardinals
fan. Yeah, okay.
May as well be a Hawk. No, he's in on the Vikings. We took him to the Vikings Falcons last year, which was Teddy's first start.
Which is a crazy game, wasn't it?
One of the best actual competitive games I've ever been to because it was just back and forth and a lot of
they
points.
They tried to lose that game.
Yeah, it was a fun game and they won. It was a late afternoon game, so we tailgated all day. It was a blast. And I think Bloom's sold now. Like, he is in on the Vikings. He's told me that multiple times.
Wow. He's
more of a Vikings fan than you are.
Well, that's fine. I don't claim to be this diehard Vikings fan. I like the Vikings, but they're ever since Brett Favre was gone.
You're
a
pretty big fan of them, and they were winning back in the day.
What, Brett Favre was there? That's a huge fan.
I find
greatest
that,
quarterback of all time, Brett Favre.
As a Bears fan, I find this funny. Since the Bears play in a bigger stadium, the Vikings tickets, like kind of near the 50 in the lower level, were around $200 a seat. The cheapest I'm seeing for the Bears are like $600 for an equivalent section.
Yeah, just wait till next year, though. It's because of the college stadium. There's like this connotation.
Yeah. Well, crap. I gotta look at the calendar now. November 1st. That could be an interesting day.
Let's look into it. All right. Let's cut this short, guys. Let's go get some lunch.
I'm hungry, man. Yeah. Where are you taking us?
We're gonna go to the Bondurant Cafe.
Is that in the actual deli?
It's in the grocery store.
Grocery store.
It's fantastic food. Second best tenderloin in Iowa.
Yeah, you text me that. What's the best tenderloin in Iowa?
I don't know. But they've got signs that say it's the second best.
They do?
Yeah. And I can confirm that it's a damn good tenderloin.
How big is it?
Oh, it's a nice looking tenderloin.
I judge a tenderloin by the size.
No, it's a nice size
tenderloin. I was going to guess that you said the best tenderloin would be found at the Shittily D.
No.
That was going to be my guess.
No, I have no idea where it is, but I know that this is the second best.
Well, I think we each need to go around and do at least one prediction for tomorrow. I'm not even talking about the game, just something or we have to do a prediction.
All right. I'll give you a prediction. Justin Thomas has a sack.
But he's four. He's on the fourth string. He's not even going to play. Come on, what are you talking about?
That depth chart is the biggest joke that I've ever seen in my life. If anybody took any amount of time, what was your problem on Monday? Stirring everybody up, being like, well, Thomas and Willie Harvey may be suspended.
No, because here's the deal.
That's ridiculous.
No, I did say they may be. I said, look at the past and how Iowa State's done things, okay?
This depth chart means nothing.
But last year, DeVario Montgomery was fourth string on the opening depth chart, and everyone was like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. They're just making him work there. And he was suspended the first game. Am I right?
Yeah, but
so he
didn't really play until the fourth game, though.
But nobody played the second, third. He did play.
Yeah, but not very much. They didn't really like him at that point.
Okay, but all I'm saying is we had a history of Iowa State coaches doing this, so it made me worried. Why was Willie Harvey on the fourth string? People are telling me he's going to start.
The depth chart doesn't mean anything, man. Like, that depth chart means absolutely nothing. Look at you and I. It's a joke, too.
It should be illegal. It should be illegal to do this. Like in the NFL, you have to say what players are hurt and what's not.
Perhaps you have an argument there, but I'm just telling you guys, like, don't worry about that depth chart.
So yours is that Jahostin Thomas has a sack.
It's Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas has a sack. And I'll give you one for offense. Tyler Brown. Couple touchdowns.
Couple?
Yeah.
Wow. And he's the forgotten guy. Everyone just looks immediately over him at Mike Warren.
I think Warren at the end of the year is better. Yeah. But I think Tyler Brown is a big day for the Cyclones.
Wow. Giddy up.
I think they use him in the passing game.
Okay. Because he's got some speed.
Yeah.
He's got some wheels on him.
They use him in the passing game because Northern Iowa, there's only so many guys you can defend. I think he's the open guy.
How many plays until their first injury? Two, three, four?
Second series.
Second series. Wow. Okay.
So I'll make my prediction. Before I do that, though, this pool we talked about last week, the radio pool coming up, where we're going to pair people with Ross Peterson said it's personalities. I kept using the word celebrity, you know, blah, blah, blah. Apparently it's personalities, okay? Oh, so okay. Ross is a personality. Chris is a personality, whatever. But the first – so I'm curious who listens to our podcast fastest, okay? So the first person that tweets at me today that will listen to this at this very moment that they're hearing this tweets at Fawcast and says, I want into the pool that will be announced at KXNO next week, and it'll be a $1,000 prize. That person I'm going to make sure is in. Okay, they're going to be paired with a personality and have a chance at the $1,000.
Okay.
So if you're hearing this right now, tweet at me at Fawcast, say I want in, and the first person that does that, they're going to be in the pool. My prediction is, you ready? There will not be smoke on the water tomorrow.
Well, I mean, that's not a prediction. We've got inside sources.
No. It's an unconfirmed source, and I don't even know who this person is.
We're sourced in on this. Trust me.
That's my prediction, though.
We are sourced in.
I'm siding with your source that we will not have smoke
this
in the
is
water.
This is a lockdown source. But he did say it hasn't been confirmed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm going.
I already
put it out on Twitter that there's breaking news on the Fawcast in regards to this.
Well, it's not. Oh man,
jeez. I know
your injury prediction will be first quarter. We'll have one in the first quarter.
No, that would be devastating.
Well, I didn't say season ending. Someone will leave with a boo-boo.
Before I give my predictions, I have a question for you, Mark. Last year during the basketball season, you did a word of the week. If Iowa State went to the Final Four, how about if Iowa State goes to BC? I can't even say this.
BC's
bowl game. You do it again.
I think that's fair.
I mean, come on.
And the word of the week is hair. Right.
If Iowa State goes to a BCS bowl game this year, I will give one of our listeners $20,000. There you go. Hey, and I'll even let you pick them, Gray. They don't have to do anything. You can just randomly pick someone off.
Can I give somebody $20,000 too? I don't even have it.
Yeah. So if you listen to this, Gray is going to pick a random winner. And you get $20,000 if Iowa State goes to a BCS bowl.
This is big time right here. Okay, yeah. Now for my predictions.
Yep.
Prediction number one, I will drink the least amount of beer that I've ever drank for opening day football game. I'll probably have under 4 beers.
All right.
Very disappointing.
Why are you already putting that stipulation on
yourself?
Well,
because, you know, my wife's due in about 2.5 weeks, and I feel like
if
I get a call, I gotta go. So that's disappointing for me right then and there. In regards to the football game, prediction number one, I'm going to go and say that Alan Lazard has over 100 yards receiving tomorrow.
All right.
On defense, I will say that we have one defensive score.
All right.
I think it's going to happen.
Guys, that was fun.
I will predict Alan Lazard does not return a punt for a touchdown.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
We don't know who's going to do it?
We don't know.
Bold prediction.
Because obviously that's something you got to keep tight to the vest for you and I. Because they're obviously game planning.
Coaches
now.
Are weird, man.
Jesus.
Coaches man. Are weird.
Let's Thanks go get for a listening. Tenderloin.
We're going to go get the second best tenderloin in Iowa. Mark Charter, markcharter.com, @IowaRealEstate on Twitter. Give them a follow. The Fawcast. So long.